now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time now to take a look at sports on this Friday, March 11th. I'm Gary Lee. Well, the Major League Baseball players have voted to accept Major League Baseball's latest offer for a new labor deal, which puts an end to the 99-day lockout and salvage the 162-game regular season. So, folks, it's baseball season. Softball camp, March 15th, 16th, and 17th, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Pitching instructions by Kate Tyree, along with hitting and fielding instruction, weather permitting, West Plains City adult softball fields. In case of inclement weather, it'll be held inside. Space is limited, so please RSVP in advance. Cost is $125. Contact Jess at 417-372-3300 or email at warriorbbwp@gmail.com. Grizzly fans far and wide will want to make plans to attend Missouri State University West Plains Grizzly Gala, promoting excellence in athletics, April 8th. The event will celebrate the successes of the 21-22 athletic season and look forward to new goals to accomplishing during the 22-23 season. The event will begin at 6 p.m. with a catered meal and auction in the West Plains Civic Center Exhibit Hall. At 8 p.m., season reviews and updates from Grizzly basketball, volleyball, and cheer teams, as well as an awards ceremony and special announcements, will take place in the Civic Center Theater. Tickets are $65 each, or a table of six can be reserved for $400. Proceeds will go towards scholarships and other program needs. To purchase tickets, visit wpmissouristate.edu/Grizzlies Gala or call 417-255-7923. Class 3 final scores from Thursday semifinal games in boys. Charleston defeated Deschenes 65-53. Thayer fell to Lafayette County 64-59. Thayer will play Deschenes for third place at noon, and Charleston plays Lafayette County for the Class 3 Boys State Championship at 4 p.m. The girls' Class 3 game, South Shelby over West County, 45-31, and it was Stratford falling to El Dorado Springs, 46-44. Stratford plays West County for third at 10 a.m. this morning, and South Shelby plays El Dorado Springs for the girls' Class 3 championship at 2 p.m. All the games are being played in Springfield. Now, Class 1 boys' Final Four. It'll be South Iron playing St. Elizabeth tonight, 6 p.m., and Wellsville Middletown will play Stanbury tonight at 8 p.m. Class 1 girls' Final Four matchups. Delta plays Walnut Grove 2 p.m. this afternoon, and Leeton will play South Noaday Jefferson today at 4 p.m. Games again played at Springfield. Class 2 boys Final Four matchups. Bernie takes on Putnam County tonight, 6 p.m. Norwood plays Bishop LeBlanc tonight at 8 p.m. Games are going to be played, again in Springfield. Class 2 girls Final Four matchups. Ellington, defending state champion, takes on St. Paul Lutheran at 10 a.m. this morning. And Blue Eye takes on Wellington Napoleon at noon today. And the Class 5 girls quarterfinals will be played this Saturday. West Plains will face Carl Junction and Bolivar at SBU, and that'll be a 1 p.m. tip-off. It will air on KDY 102.5. The winner goes to the Class 5 Final Four. Class 4 quarterfinals at Lebanon. Ava girls take on Helias Catholic at 1 p.m. Saturday, and the Class 4 boys quarterfinals, at Lebanon, Willow Springs will take on Father Tolton at 2:45. That game will be broadcast on KUKU 100.3. Finally, another sport, St. Louis Blues. Robert Thomas scored twice to help the St. Louis Blues end a four-game skid 6-2 over the New York Rangers at the Enterprise Center last night. And despite being down by as much as 25 points in the first half, the University of Missouri men's basketball team fought all the way back to bring the game within striking distance, but could not finish in the final minutes of the second round of the SEC tournament. The Tigers ultimately dropped the contest 76-68. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.